House Republicans forge ahead with vote on healthcare reforms. The House will vote on a Republican healthcare plan that does not include an extension of the expiring enhanced tax credits for Obamacare, a decision by GOP leaders that produced some dissension within the party. The December 17 vote is the latest development in the battle over the Affordable Care Act marketplace, popularly known as Obamacare, and certain COVID-19-era subsidies that are set to expire this month. Republicans are pitching their bill, the Lower Healthcare Premiums for All Americans Act, as a set of reforms that will lower the cost of health insurance across the board. The GOP plan would leave the original Obamacare subsidies in place while allowing the temporary enhanced subsidies, instituted in 2021 as a response to the COVID-19 health emergency, to expire. Democrats, fearing that many Americans will be unable to afford health insurance without the enhanced subsidies, are pushing for a 3-year extension. Some Republicans argued for a vote on a 1- or 2-year extension of the enhanced subsidies paired with some reforms, but GOP leaders opted against it. "We looked for a way to try to allow for that pressure release valve, and it just was not to be," Speaker of the House Mike Johnson told reporters on December 16. Undaunted by the rejection, some House Republicans continued to push for a House vote on extending the enhanced subsidies. "I don't think we're done yet with it," Representative Don Bacon told reporters on December 16. "I like the measures that we put on the floor, but I also think we need an extension. This is not about politics or party. This is about actually delivering on an issue that impacts 24 million Americans," Representative Mike Lawler wrote on social media on December 15. Representatives Brian Fitzpatrick and Jen Kiggins each proposed amendments to the GOP plan that mirror bipartisan bills they'd separately introduced in the House. Fitzpatrick proposed an amendment to the GOP bill that would extend the enhanced subsidies for 2 years, lower the income eligibility limit for the subsidies, crack down on fraud, and create an option for part of the subsidy to be placed in a health savings account. The Fitzpatrick amendment was ruled out of order by the House Rules Committee on December 16 because it did not include provisions to pay for the proposed actions. Kiggins proposed a similar amendment calling for a 1-year extension of the enhanced subsidies with a lower income eligibility threshold and anti-fraud measures. Kiggins's amendment included provisions to pay for the measures. The Kiggins amendment failed in the House Rules Committee, meaning that it cannot be introduced in the House for a vote by the whole body. As it stands, the House will vote on a GOP bill built on 5 major provisions to reduce the cost of and broadening access to health insurance. They include requiring greater transparency in prescription drug pricing, providing federal funding to reduce the copayments and deductibles paid by some Obamacare customers, and making it easier for businesses that self-insure their employees to buy stop-loss insurance. The bill would also make it easier for small employers and self-employed people to leverage the buying power of a larger organization by joining association health plans, and improve the ability of employers to contribute pre-tax funds for employees to purchase their own coverage. Republicans said the changes would dramatically reduce the cost of health insurance. "We're putting forth the cost-sharing reductions, and it's estimated that these plans will go down 11%, Representative Brett Guthrie said, adding that other provisions could reduce the premiums an additional 5%. "What you put in this bill is junk insurance," Representative Frank Pallone said in a December 16 Rules Committee hearing, adding that the changes could drive people to purchase low-cost health insurance that does not provide adequate coverage. Democrats have based their insistence on extending the enhanced subsidies on the idea that millions of Americans will be deprived of health coverage without them. Republicans are doing absolutely nothing to avert a healthcare catastrophe that is going to devastate millions of people across America, said Representative Jim McGovern, ranking member of the Rules Committee. "People's premiums are about to double, triple, quadruple." Johnson said that an extension of the enhanced subsidies only affects 7% of Americans, and it only reduces their cost by less than 6%. House Democrats have introduced a measure known as a discharge petition that, if successful, would force the Speaker to bring their subsidy extension bill to the floor for a vote. Democrats have proposed a 3-year extension of the enhanced credits with no changes. Their petition has gained 214 of the required 218 member signatures. "All we need is 4 Republicans willing to stand up for their constituents, and we can pass a clean extension that already has bipartisan support in the Senate," McGovern said. The measure failed a procedural vote in the Senate on December 11, though four Republicans supported it. Discharge petitions have also been initiated for the Fitzpatrick and Kiggins legislation, garnering 25 and 42 signatures respectively.